Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Yoatsi.
And Louis, aka the baddest perra. We're like, happy Halloween. Okay, so now I definitely don't see it when y'all say we look alike.
I don't see it either, bitch. In case you are listening and you are not watching, me and Louis switched places for the day.
So I'm basically dressed up as like a Walmart version of Yoatsi.
And I'm the Wish version of Louis.
So this wasn't planned.
It literally was not planned, you guys. Tell them what happened.
No. So it was originally planned, but not executed like this. So again, if you're just listening, right now I just have a cute little green dress and I'm using a little t-shirt as my hair with no glam. And Yoatsi is wearing my gym clothes because I'm heading to the gym right after this.
With his little gym gorrita, and he made me put my hair up and shit.
And she has like a muscle tee.
I know, I'm like, oh.
So originally, okay, you kind of have muscles though. You have more than me. No, so originally we were going to do this, you guys, but I was going to be like full glammy peluca y todo to be Yoatsi. Uh-huh. But it wasn't for today.
Today we were supposed to wear costumes. But someone forgot the fucking costumes, dude.
Si no es uno, es el otro. We're always fucking forgetting something.
It's because we're both pendejos.
We get here and then Yoatsi's like, where are the costumes? And I was like.
And he shows me a little recording from himself. I was like, look, I had the costume.
No. And the funniest part is that I called Yoatsi before I left. And I was like, you're not forgetting shit, right?
Literally, he called me. He's like, you better have the key. And I was like,
you better
I
have
do.
The fucking key to get inside. And I forgot to thank you. That was a fucking Mandela effect or whatever. Because I remember putting those shits in my car. I do. I remember looking at them and right now they're gone.
Bitch, I can't take myself serious.
Me either. I hate this.
And then also, you guys, we switched spots. So Louis is in the pink side and I'm in the purple side. I feel like Louis today.
And I feel like an ugly version of USC because I didn't even try with the hair. Nada.
No makeup. And Louis, this is like your ugliest outfit, all gym.
Bitch. Okay, you guys. But for this podcast, I'm going to be giving Louis the word of the year. Can you open this for me?
No, I'm stupid. I don't know how.
Bitch, your cellular device.
Okay, here.
So, your word of the century is from Candy Castillo, 1996.
All right,
and the word is successful.
Na, so pretty, na, successful.
Louis would never sing. That's not like him. I'm just kidding.
Louis is just boring. He's like,
no. Spell okay, successful. Okay.
Successful. S-U-C-C.
That's it.
Suck. S-U-C-C.
I want to go out on a dog.
S-V-V-S.
You know what? Get out. No.
Wait. S-U-C-C-S-F-U-L-L.
Yeah, let's spell suck. There's an E in there, puta. Oh, C-U-C-C-E-S-S-F-U-L. Suck.
Bitch. That's what I forgot.
You missed the whole vowel.
I got nervous.
Bitch. Low-key, I feel like I would have missed a C or an S if I would have spelled
you
that one.
You would have. I know. I actually don't really know how to spell successful.
I know. That's one of those words that I hate. You know what other word is one of the words that I cannot spell for anything?
What?
Believe. I recently posted a story and everybody's like, oh, me spelling believe wrong. And I don't know how to spell believe.
B-E-L-I-E-V-E. Believe.
There's too many E and I's. Believe you.
No, the one word, I think I've said this before, embarrassed or embarrassing. Oh, yeah. To embarrassed. This day.
I hate that one.
I'm like, embarrassed.
I'm a badass. You're all revealing it right now. I'm like
guys.
There's the thumbnail. I'm like,
Louis pregnant. Yoati's pregnant again. Hell no.
So we wanted to tell y'all about a really scary thing that happened to us. Was it last week? Yep. It feels like forever. It was last week. No, a week ago.
It was a week ago.
Okay. Literally, you guys, I don't know if it's because we're in the... Well, no, it is because we're in the spooky season. But so much scary shit has been happening. But this one was fucking planned by our puta ass friends, Adam and Eve. I'm just kidding. Adam and Lauro.
You guys are mean.
They gave me the heart attack of my life. So... if you guys haven't watched Addy's YouTube video, he basically did a prank on us. And Yoati has a little bit more insight of what it looked like because she's the one who got out of the fucking bus to go look.
Yeah, I was being like a big ass chismosa. I just remember they gave us a speech. And now that I watched the video, I'm like, bitch, that was their distraction.
It was.
That was such a good distraction. And that's why they,
because I low-key, I'm so low-key like. So basically, before we get into it, you guys, they basically did a prank where the bus stopped and they gave the impression that we were about to get like kidnapped or killed or something like that. So they gave us a really long speech and I recorded the whole speech on my Snapchat.
Yeah.
And now that I watched the video back, I'm pretty sure they gave that speech, like you said, so that the guys can prepare. Because that speech was long.
It was long and they kept going. But
yes, they wouldn't stop.
I was like, okay, I get it.
Y'all are in love. Propose already.
I know. But I was like, let them have their moment. Yeah. We were all just like.
I low-key thought that they were just drunk. So they were.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that it was just a long speech, you guys. They were repeating it like over and over. I think each of them said like, we appreciate and love you guys so much. Like 10 times.
Like 10 times.
So I was like.
I wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for you, poopy. They said that like 20 million times too.
We all dressed up as Adam and Lauro. No, but it was cute. But. I was like, okay.
Like, are we not going to party?
But what happened, you guys, while they were giving us that speech, the bus had stopped. But because we were all.
Did you notice the bus stopped?
No, because we were all entrados into the.
I never noticed the bus stopped, bitch.
I knew we were going to make like a pee stop because a bunch of people had to pee. So I guess during their speech, the bus stopped. None of us noticed. We had no idea where we were. And next thing you know, they're like, okay, let's go pee. Like as soon as their speech was done. They open the door and all I see is pitch black. And I just hear someone saying, this isn't a fucking gas station.
I think I got off first, no?
I don't remember.
Got off because me and this other guy had to pee so bad. And you could hear it in the bathroom. I'm like, I need to pee. I run out and literally the first thing I see is like woods. But I gave no shits.
It was pitch black.
Yeah, it was black. But you could see like a little bit of just woods. And I was like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to grab toilet paper and I'm just going to pee here. Mm-hmm. And I was about to do it. But then Adam and Lauro were like, no, get in. And I was like, why? I need to pee. Mm-hmm. And they were like, get in, look, there's dudes. And I was like, what? And I just remember like peeking and there was just a dude like, standing like right in front of us.
Well, right in front of the headlights of the party bus.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to see any of that. I heard this is from my POV because I was all the way in the back. I didn't have to pee.
Uh-huh.
So from my POV, I start hearing everybody freaking out and I just started, get in. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? And then I see you coming in all panicked after you saw it. And you were like, there's sketchy ass dudes like standing outside. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? So then you show me a video and I see like this dude all dressed in black and like a ski mask, like standing outside. And I guess you could see like little red lights
from the camera.
But you guys, like picture this. If you're out in a dark wood and you see a little red light, from my perspective, I thought it was a gun.
I did too. That's why I think I got more scared.
Yes, me too.
I was like, dude, and I said it. I don't know what point, but I was like, there's dudes with guns outside because I just saw red lights. Mm-hmm. So I was like, these fuckers are like pointing at us.
Yeah.
And in my head, I was just like, okay, so what happened was they were hunting. And I was like, there's probably a bunch of sketchy dudes hunting or I don't know what they're doing in the middle of the night. And we happen to pop into their territory. They're going to be pissed as fuck. So they're going to want to beat us the fuck up or something.
That's not what I was thinking. From what I heard and all these guys in ski masks and blah, 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 I was thinking one, like a fucking group of like serial killer vibes. Because you know how like when people are dressing up as clowns and murdering or like attacking people and like hurting them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I thought it was one of those type of things. Or I thought, like you said, we went into like territory that.
We weren't supposed to.
And they were going to do something. Because back in Watsonville. I'm not going to say in what area. It's not in Watsonville, but a little bit further out from the city. There's certain places where there'll be signs and it says like prohibited. And it says like violators will be
prosecuted.
Some shit like that. And I don't know how fucking serious those things are, but I know there are areas that like are private areas. Yeah, and if you fucking go in there, like that's there. It's not owned by the city. It's owned by the people that live there.
Yeah.
So I low key got really scared. We were in the middle of nowhere. So I was like, fuck, the party bus dude probably went somewhere else by accident.
Yes.
And then everybody's like, okay, let's drive, drive, drive.
Let's
and
leave.
The party bus guy was not there.
Yes. And our driver wasn't there. And that's when I was like, they fucking took him.
Yes.
And
I was like, he's gone. Too. I was like, they took him. Because now, like, looking back at it, you guys, like, you're like, oh, how could you tell it wasn't a prank? But think about it. Everyone was, like, buzzed or drunk.
Yeah.
You're freaking out, full panic mode. You're not even thinking, like, oh, my God, it's a prank. Because everybody who was in on it, there was only a few people in on it, but everyone was so good.
Yes. Like, it was so believable. Mm-hmm. Like, and then, you couldn't tell that anyone knew or anything.
And even Adam and Lauro looked scared.
Yeah, they looked so scared.
And one thing that Adam said, he's like, how I was scared that you guys were going to know it was a prank because of the cameras we were recording you guys. But, like, in that moment, dude, like,
we were so spooked out. Mode. Yeah, that I never noticed that the camera's rolling. Yeah. And I started filming everything because in my head I was like, bitch, if we die or something happens, I need proof that something happened to us. Yes,
I always think that.
I don't even know. Yeah.
Just what really happened instead of like, oh, my God, where did they go or blah, blah.
No. So I immediately started recording with my phone and Adam and Laura put some of the footage in there. Yeah. But
and it looked more believable, you guys, because this wasn't like a Halloween prank. For them, it was like Friday the 13th. It just so happened that's like October and everything. But like, it was like a Friday the 13th prank. And if they would have done like a fucking werewolf in a costume or like La Llorona, I would have been like, ay, por favor. But the fact that it was just dudes in masks and, well, not even like Halloween masks, ski masks. Oh my God, dude, I was so scared. And then Yoatsi's like, get down, everyone, get down, get down. So then Marlene's crying.
I said get down because after everybody got in, dude, the dudes surrounded the entire bus and they started pounding on the bus.
Like, doo, doo, doo. And so we're then, like, and Marlene's crying. I hear somebody say, like, call the cops, call the cops. Karen's friend was freaking out about to call the cops. And I was like, bitch, part of me was like, oh my God, like, should I call the cops or is this like a prank? That's the only time I thought it was a prank.
Okay, okay.
But I was like, bitch, I'm not gonna risk my life because I think it's a prank. I'm gonna call the cops.
Yeah.
So I say, I'm gonna call the cops. And the fact that nobody said, no, don't call the cops, because that's happened to me before. I've had like, I've done little pranks, and if someone's like, I'm calling the cops, I'm like, oh no, just kidding. Like, don't get the cops involved. They're busy. Like,
don't
cute like, to fuck around with the cops.
Yeah.
So I call the cops, nobody's stopping me. People are saying, like, please call.
So and, then we're like, fuck.
Let me tell y'all what I heard on the phone. So they're like, 911, what's your emergency? I'm freaking out, you guys. Like, I've always thought, like, oh, my God, why do people, like, word vomit and can't just say, like, this is where I'm at, come please. But in that moment, dude, I was like, there's people surrounding our bus. Like, I don't know if they have guns. I remember
hearing you, yeah.
I was like, please come, come, come. And she's like, wait, what's going on? Where are you at? And then I'm like, I don't know where I'm at, blah, blah. And she's like, sir, calm down. Like, she's yelling at me. And I know they're not trying to be mean, but they're trying to get that information.
Yeah.
So she's like, where are you? So I immediately, thank God I had a signal. I pull up maps and I'm telling her the road name. And she's like, where? And I was mispronouncing it because I'm pretty not smart.
Oh, dumbass.
I was mispronouncing it. She's like, I can't find that road. And then she's like, do you mean blah, blah road? And I was like, no. And I keep repeating it. So then I check again and I see the actual name. And I was like, no, you're right. You're right. That's the road. I was like, please hurry, hurry. And she was just asking me, she's like, okay, I need you to calm down and breathe. She's like, tell everyone to stop making noise. Because
everyone was yelling like, ah, what am I doing? Marlene was like, like, dude, it was
the
bad.
Videographer only got so much because you obviously can't record everybody, but there was so much going on. And she's asking me for my name, my last name, my phone number, date of birth, all this information. And next thing you know, I think that's where when they yell, well, I hear the banging and the windows open a little bit. And I was like, I'm gonna get shot, dude. Like, I literally thought I was gonna get shot because the window was open where I was.
I know.
And I just, dude, as scary as it sounds, I was just waiting for like a fucking bully to hit me through the back.
Because
they were pounding right behind me and I was like, well, this is it. And I was full on scared. And then when they said it's a prank, I didn't even have time to laugh or be like, I was scared. And I run out and I tell the cops, I was like, wait, no, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I guess our friends were playing a prank on us. And immediately, like, you can just, I feel like the operator had like a fresh of breath air. Because I can't imagine for like cops either. They hear calls like this all the time.
Yeah.
And then she's like, wait, so it's not real? And I was like, no, I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, they played a prank on us. I thought it was real. And she's like, can you be sure that it's like a prank?
Yeah.
And then I was like, yes, like, I'm here. They video filmed the whole thing. I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to waste your guys' time. Like, I was just really freaked out. And like, yeah. I told her that. She's like, no worries. Like, please be safe and have a good night. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, have a good night. Because I genuinely, like, in my mind went from like, I'm going to die to like, fuck, because there's actual emergencies out there. Yes, like,
and we just wasted her time.
Yeah, and I was like, fuck. But
she was nice, though.
Yes, I was so glad because I was like, oh, my God, I was scared that they were going to be like, that is not okay. Or like, give me the regañada of the mundo. But then Adam and Laura were like, wait, you call the cops? And I was like, yes, I was all fucking scared.
Adam was like, wait, don't call the cops. You want to know why? Went away? Because it's a prank. Yes. And I was like,
They didn't know that I was already on the phone with the cops. Like, the only people that knew I was calling the cops were us that were in the back freaking out.
Yeah, literally.
And then we were like, call the cops, call them.
I feel like I wasn't as scared. I don't know why. Like, I feel like I should have been more scared, but I wasn't. I don't know if it was because I was buzzed or I'm just like numb. I don't know. But like, I was scared, but I was more trying to think logically. Like, I wasn't trying to let my fear control me.
Yes, me.
And I kind of like put it to the side and I was like, no, bitch, what are you doing? I was like, record, get your ass down to the floor.
100%.
And shut the fuck up and let Louis call the cops.
Yes. Dude, it's crazy because I was thinking the same thing. I kept telling myself, like, think logically, because part of me was going to call my parents.
That's what I thought about too. But I was like, I cannot freak out my parents. Yes, right now.
I was like, one, I can't freak out my parents. Two, realistically, my parents aren't going to get to us anytime soon. So I was like, call the cops. And then in the video, that's when I call for you. I was like, where's my sister? Because I was like, okay, I'm inside. I'm going to duck down. But where the fuck's Yuatsi?
Yes.
So I was like, I wanted to make sure you were outside.
And I was like, I'm right here.
Yeah. So then I was just like, I can't quote unquote run away. Because if it was real people, they would have grabbed my ass right literally. There.
So we just had to like hide in the bus.
Yeah. And that was like fucking scary.
That was scary, Adam Lauro.
But I will give them props. They got us really good.
That was good.
The only other prank that's really ever gotten me like that is your fucking YouTube video, fucking puta.
I feel so bad for that one.
I have the biggest fear of like the world ending. I've never watched it. Yuatsi filmed this prank like what? 3-4 years? No, like 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
She did like this whole thing on the TV, like the Amber Alert, and it was a really good one, saying that the world was gonna end or whatever.
That there was gonna be missiles hitting where we were at.
I was so scared. I've never watched it again, but
that's I haven't watched it since either because I feel so bad.
That one was fucked because I literally had like an out of body experience. I want to say, I was prepared to die, and then. When you said it's a prank, I felt like my soul left my body. Now I don't know how to explain it, dude. I literally feel like I was just like, what's going on? Like, reality wasn't real.
I think you like dropped to the floor when I told you it was a prank.
Oh, and I started crying. Like, hey. My body just went like
yeah.
Yeah, that was
like you were terrifying. So tense, and then it all just went away.
And I was crying. But it wasn't even so much that I was like sad that you pranked me. I was crying of being so happy that it was a prank.
Yeah, you're like, oh, thank God. Yes, I was just like,
my body was on full panic mode.
And he hasn't been the same since.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've never watched like any of the, well, I've watched some parts of it, of like the world ending movies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because they scare the fuck out of me. That's my biggest fear.
And I don't think at the time I knew that was your biggest fear. I just like did it. And then later you're like, puta, that was my biggest fear. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, Louis. I was like, I had no idea.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, you guys, but those two pranks were really scary. And I don't mean to make this dark. All right.
Are you gonna prank me?
No. He bitch, why does it actually look like I have boobs?
Dude. He doesn't want to tell me what we're talking about.
No, I was gonna say that I feel like low-key we've had a, like, it's not like haunting scary, but it's like real life scary. I feel like low-key we've had a lot of scenarios where our life's been at risk like that before. And I feel like that's why it was so scary.
When?
Well, I don't know if you remember when we were little, they broke into our house.
Oh my God, you guys, that's right. The cholos?
We had so many, like, when we used to live in a really ugly alley. It was, like, where we were born and raised.
Yeah.
And it was a really scary alley at the time. I don't think it's like that now.
There's just a lot of gangs surrounding.
Yeah, but, like, area. I remember one time they broke into our house. Not so much break into our house, but there was, like a gang, a group, like a gang running away from the cops or something. And we were all at home. It was me, my mom, and Yoatsi.
My little sister.
Wasn't there other two? Uh-huh. And I remember I was watching Coraline.
And I think I was outside in the backyard.
Yeah, you were.
I was in the backyard.
And I was watching Coraline, like, all happy. And yeah. All I hear is, boom, like, loud as fuck. We had a little side gate. And then all I hear, my mom is like, Yoatsi met that day. Like,
yeah.
My mom grabs Yoatsi. My mom comes to grab us. And she makes this, I don't know what's going on, but my mom's yelling and, like, has us ducking. And puts us, like, by the stairs so we can run upstairs. And then I was like, my mom grabs a bat. Like, my mom went full mama bear mode, dude.
So what I remember was, like, my mom heard the tuss. And then yeah. She's like, what's going on? What's going on? And then we see a bunch of, like, teenagers, cholillos dudes, going into one side of our backyard. Mm-hmm. And then they cross our yard to jump the fence to go to the other side. They were trying to run away from the cops. Mm-hmm. And remember, Ruby's house was mm-hmm. by the fence. Mm-hmm. And they used our dog's house as, like, a little.
Yeah, they used our dog's house. They climbed it and then jumped. So some, yeah. But that wasn't all of them. Some of them, it was a group.
Yeah.
Some of them got to jump over the fence and run away. And the other ones were still in our yard.
Yeah.
But my mom didn't know there was cops. Like,
no, oh, we're gonna. I heard the cops. That's why she grabbed us and ran upstairs.
Oh.
Because the cops were on the other side of the fence already waiting for them.
Yeah, and like they were like. They blocked them. So our backyard, there was cops on one side and then our front.
Dark. Yes. So they blocked him in into our backyard. And I just remember the cops hearing, like, get down or I'll shoot. Get down or I'll shoot.
Yeah.
And I got scared because I was like, oh, fuck, they're going to shoot us. So I was like, mommy, get us out of these butter.
Yeah.
And that's when my mom was like, go upstairs. And she grabbed a fucking bat.
And she takes us upstairs and we're, like, all ducking and stuff. Yeah. Mom's, like, trying to figure out what's going on. And then I think eventually we, like, peek over the window to, like, look, and you can see the cops with their guns and shit.
Like, pointing at them, and they were just, like,
scared for our life. And we were little, dude. Like, I don't even know how old I was, but it's, like, a little scary, traumatic experience.
I think I was, like, in fifth grade.
Yeah, and I was, if you were in fifth grade, then I was probably, like, a fucking second grader or some shit.
Damn.
And I wonder if Andrea remembers that.
I don't know, because she was little.
Yeah, she was, like, goo goo gaga vibes.
Probably not. We should ask her. I wonder if she remembers that.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's why when I saw that prank, I didn't like it.
I know a lot of people I saw in the comments like, oh, I feel bad because maybe it brought back Yoatsi's past trauma.
I know.
Because of some bullshit that happened to me a while ago. But honestly, no, not really. I'm telling you, I'm just going to ignore you.
Bitch, keep telling your story. I'm looking at something.
I feel like what happened. Like I said earlier, I just kind of ignored everything and stopped being scared and was just thinking more logically. I was just like, okay, like what I said earlier, logically. So I didn't have like time to be like, plan. I didn't have time to be like, oh, my traumas. Like, no, yeah. I didn't really think of nothing like that.
Yeah.
I was just like, what do we do next to survive?
I think it's like the one thing you got to remind yourself sometimes in moments of panic. It's like, as fucking stupid as it sounds, it's like, don't panic and try to think as logically, is that the word?
Yeah,
logical as possible.
Like, you have to survive, so you have to figure out how to get out.
But going back to fucking scary ass shit, I've been getting tagged nonstop on your fucking Pascualita story. So many of our perras and our pretty not smart girlies have been watching, and so many of y'all stupidas were tagging me. They're like, ira Luis, pa que veas. Yes. They were all tagging me in the Pascualita shit, and I was getting scared. I got to see, like, the pictures of her and her hands and her eyes. I was like,
yes, and the one where her eyes are like,
Yeah.
All scary. I told you.
So I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I finally understood the assignment about Pascualita.
More chisme on our last one. So
I am Pascualita.
Like, people were telling us, people were replying about the story that I told you about the girl dancing with the devil. So there's a few like versions out there. They're all very similar, but I guess it is like a story.
Oh,
so
yeah?
I'm assuming that the teacher probably told it to me because she already like knew it by heart.
Uh-huh.
But it was something about, oh, I saw a version of something, the girl being like disobedient. It was like a bunch of different like things, but yeah, it was very
It was much, like a girl que se portaba mal or something?
There's different versions that I was reading. But yeah, basically that like she was dancing with the devil and then that she ended up, the guy ended up exposing himself being the devil and then killed her. Or some of them say she didn't die, but she just like learned a deep lesson. So it was cool to like read other people's very similar versions of it, but knowing that like, oh, that's where that story came from.
Damn. So it's like a legend or it came from the book that I told you about?
That I don't know, but people were saying that they know about the story.
Oh, okay. Because I also saw people commenting and being like, oh, I know about that book. Somebody said that they also had it in their school and I mean all their friends would always be reading it. So I was like, I knew I didn't make
and
it
And you
up.
See, there were different versions of La fucking Llorona.
Oh, I know. I saw
Stupid
that too.
Stupid ass. You were like, no, it's because she was so beautiful and sexy and she got jealous of the kid.
No, that cierto. Was my version that I heard.
Bitch. She's always La Llorona. No, but.
Bitch.
Another thing, so Andrea was out here this weekend, you guys. We were supposed to try to, like, film with her, but
she's booked and busy.
But she made me go watch The Exorcism. Oh, fuck no. I'm not going to watch Saw.
I saw Saw. I just saw it.
When?
I literally, last week on Wednesday.
So, Yoatsi's the reason why I have a thing for gore. I hate it.
I hate it too, but I would much rather watch Saw than the fucking Exorcist, bitch.
I'm the other way around. Because when we were little.
No, that's just real.
So is the fucking murder and gore. So when we were little, Yoatsi had this obsession with Saw movies. She would make us watch them with her.
I watched like two.
You made us watch like 1 through fucking 15 because there's so many.
Just like two.
And I remember being so traumatized.
They're so gross.
They're so gory.
So gory, bitch.
I don't understand why people like watching. This one was two?
It was so gory.
Shut the fuck
up. I gotta admit, it wasn't as gory as like past ones. This one actually had like a storyline. It was pretty interesting. But oh my God, like there was still gore at the very beginning. I was like, somebody got his eye sucked out.
Oh, bitch. No.
Through a straw. No, through a vacuum.
Oh my God, he's stupid. Why would you watch that? Literally one of the Saw movies that left like a mark on my mind is there's one where somebody, just talking about it, dude, makes me.
What?
Somebody is tied up and there's like claws on their rib cage.
Oh yeah.
And they have to put their hand, I think, through like, or I don't know if it's two. No, that was a different one. Basically, they had to do something to get out. And if they didn't get out, it was gonna rip their rib cage out.
I think
out.
They had to put their hand in acid, no, and burn their hand off or something.
Was it? No, I think that one was the person in the water box and they were drowning.
Yeah.
So this one, I don't know what the fuck it was, but they ended up not completing it and they ripped their rib cage out.
And they were like,
yes, oh my God. Fucking God, dude. I cannot explain how nasty that is to me.
No, I'll tell you the one that traumatized me. I don't know what Saw movie it was, but basically they grabbed a girl with a ponytail and they attached her hair in this
machine that
like pulled it back. And it pulled her hair so back that her scalp started peeling back. Dude, that one traumatized the shit out of me. Like, but she got out of it. Her scalp was like fucking pulled back, but she was able to get out of it.
I don't understand why people enjoy those movies. And there's so many of them. There's literally so many.
This was 10.
Oh, that's fucking
disgusting.
How
is it Exorcist? Bitch, I could never watch that. Never.
So it was, I guess, scared of those kind of movies, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to watch it. I remember we had seen a preview, me, Adam, and Laura. We want to go watch this other movie. And Adam was like, oh my God, we have to watch it. And I was like, no, I'm not watching that shit. I was like, y'all can have a cute little spooky day and go watch it. But like,
yeah.
I won't.
Uh-uh.
But then Andrea came and then we were just hanging out. And Andrea was like, let's watch a movie. And I was like, oh my God, let's go to the theater. So my first thing that came to my mind was a Saw movie. So then I was like, fuck, they're going to want to watch Saw. So then after that, they're like, oh my God, The Exorcism. And I was like, and I was like, bitch, I'd rather watch the fucking Exorcism than the fucking Saw. So even though I really didn't want to watch The Exorcism, I was like, okay, fuck it. And there's so many Exorcism movies.
There is.
The two that have me fucked up. The first one that we watched when we were little was the Amityville.
Oh, I don't even know what it's called. But oh, that one bullshit was bullshit ass movie.
Wait, we need to tell them the story about how we watched that.
Dude, for real.
But Amityville or some shit like that. And then the second one was The Exorcist of Emily Rose.
Oh my God, that one was fucked up.
That one was, oh my, I haven't watched that one yet, but that one scares me. I can't watch those movies,
dude.
But this one, I will say, it wasn't as terrifying as I remember the other Exorcism movies I've watched.
Maybe because we're younger.
Yeah, but I also think there's so many new regulations with movies now that I feel like they can't make them the way that they used to.
Oh, okay.
Because back then, dude, those were horrific.
Those were scary.
But this one, it was a good storyline. I actually really liked the whole movie. Like, it was a good movie. I'd, like, recommend people to watch it. But the Exorcism. It had, like, the whole
Exorcist part and everything.
Yeah, because in this one, there's two little girls that get the Exorcist in them. Or, like, they have. So I've never seen, like, a little duo combo of Exorcists. So that was, like, a different. But it was a good movie. The girls were really good actors. I don't know how old they are, but they fucking killed it with the acting.
Yeah.
I was trying to, like, to not scare myself. I kept just thinking about it like it's just a movie. So I was really paying attention to, like, the acting and, like, the storyline and everything. So
to distract yourself from the scariness.
I used to be, like, I almost was a film major. So
I
feel like I can never watch movies the same. I always just watch, like, dissect them.
You're like, oh, that cut was perfect.
Yeah, very those vibes. So I feel like that's kind of how I was watching this movie.
Damn.
But I would recommend it if you ever want to
really?
Watch. I don't think it was terrifying like that. There weren't that many, like, pop-ups. Like, because you know how, like, that's what gets me.
I think what scares me from those movies is, like, when they involve, like, crosses and they'll start, like, doing the actual exorcism. All of that stuff freaks me out because I know it's real.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just gives me, like, why am I watching bad energy?
Exactly. That's how I feel. I'm like, why am I watching bad energy right now?
Yeah, like, I am, like, I like that they're scary.
Yeah.
Because, like, I like being scared sometimes. But I'm just like, the energy that is involved in this.
But let me tell you about me and you actually watched our first Exorcism movie.
Bitch. Is it an Exorcist movie or is it just like a very horror film?
I think, no, it was an Exorcist. I'm pretty sure it was.
I don't really remember that much.
I'm pretty sure. I don't fully remember, but me and Yahtzee would stay home alone when we were little. We were little young because our parents didn't work. So Yahtzee would take care of me.
Yeah, I was probably, también, like, I don't know, 8, 9.
I don't fucking know.
I don't fucking know. We're young.
This is back then when movies were, like, in little CDs.
And it was, I remember it was on a weekend because we woke up and we didn't have school.
Yeah, we had cereal.
Yeah, we had, like, little cereal and Andrea was there too. And then we went back to our bed. We're like, let's go watch movies.
Yeah, and, like, we had all these, like, pirata movies in, like, a little CD case.
Yeah.
And we would always just pick a movie, and we loved Ratatouille.
Yeah.
Ratatouille was our fucking favorite movie.
Yeah.
And me and Yotsi are looking through it, and we're fucking little. We don't know what the word Amityville or whatever the fuck that was.
But
and
it was
a little erased.
Yeah, like, it wasn't, like, clearly that you can see the title of the movie.
Yeah, because it was, like, with a little marker or something.
I had, like, a Sharpie, and we read it as Ratatouille.
Yes. We were like, that one! We didn't even know we had that one. We're like, what the fuck?
We have Ratatouille? Like, let's watch it.
Yeah, we're like, let's watch Ratatouille. And we put it, and right when we put, I remember. So this is when, like, when you would put a CD, even in the CDs, it would have a bunch of, like, little ads in the beginning.
Oh, it would have previews.
Previews. And all the previews are always related to what the actual movie is. And the previews were all horror ones. Yeah, and I was like, what the? We still didn't get it, though.
But we, like, fast forward through some of the previews.
Uh-huh. And then it has the home screen. And it says, like, play scenes and, like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then the home screen before you press play was a house, a haunted house. And
I just remember a house
scary.
That being, yeah.
And we looked at each other, we're like, what the heck? And then Yati was like, should we watch it? Because there was nothing that told you it was going to be, like, horrifying. We were just like, oh, a scary movie.
And we're like, okay.
So we pressed
and
play.
In our head, well, in my head, I was like, I mean, if it was horrible, my parents wouldn't have this.
Yeah. I think that it was my uncle's. You know, my uncle loved watching scary movies.
Yeah, one of our uncles.
So we pressed play, and we ended up going through the whole movie but not watching it because all of us were too scared to get up to get and, up stop, and it. Stop it. We were under the blankets just hearing everything. Remember, we would peek and there'd be like, like an exorcism and shit.
I think if I remember, it was about a guy who ended up killing his whole family, no?
Oh, was it? I don't remember.
I think that's what it was, but he had like the demon inside of him or something.
Oh, yeah.
That could see.
He went, I remember he like goes to the house and everybody's like, that's not like him. And yeah, everybody's like questioning like what's wrong with him.
Uh-huh. Tell us if we're right or wrong, you guys. I think the movie is called Amityville Horror.
If anybody's watched it or know what the fuck we're talking, or go watch it, y'all. I don't fucking know. But
yeah,
I was too little to really know what scary movies were. So I thought that film was like possessed.
I got so fucking scared.
I remember being all sweaty under the blankets because it was fucking hot. We didn't want to get up.
And we're just like watching through like a little thing. We're just.
Imagine you guys. We sat like that through a whole hour and 30 minutes.
And then, espérate. Well, when my parents got back, Louis was like, Mom, yo a ti hizo que viéramos una movie de espantos. And I was like, it wasn't me. And then Louis and Andrea were like, yeah, hizo que viéramos toda la movie. So I got in trouble.
Andale, qué bueno.
Because my mom thought I literally like forced them into a chair and had their eyes open and was like, watch, bitches.
Yeah, because we couldn't watch like scary movies like that.
Yeah, our parents hated us watching scary movies.
Another one that our uncle made us fucking watch.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, yes. Bitch.
I hate that movie.
Vas a ver, tío.
That movie had me traumatized también.
Oh, dude, that movie was scary as fuck. What part traumatized you from that movie?
I don't fully remember it too much, but I remember it was a bus scene. There's people in a bus, and all they see is like the flick on the top.
My love, that's Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, that was because Texas Chainsaw Massacre was the face dude.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there was those two.
Yeah, so my tío made us watch Jeepers Creepers. I was almost fuck that movie.
Jeepers Creepers, fucking hate that
movie. Dude, so when actually the Adam and Lauro thing gave me Jeepers Creepers vibes. I was like, bitch, because Jeepers Creepers is in a bus and people start getting killed one by one.
Yeah.
We were in the middle of nowhere, just like the movie, and I was like, great, somebody's going to come through the roof and they're going to fucking murder us.
Yeah,
I literally got those vibes.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Scary.
That was scary. And those and then the Grudge.
Oh, wait, the Ring.
Grudge and the Ring the same? Yeah, right?
No, they're different things.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Aren't they both like Girl Out of a Well?
No. I never watched the Grudge, but I know they're not the same thing.
Oh, the Grudge is the one that's like.
Yeah. Oh my God. Sashimi.
Oh, from the scary movie.
The scary whatever. Movie. They make fun of the Grudge.
I just recently watched that movie because when I was little, I didn't understand what they were saying. But now that I watch, I was like, bitch, they're just saying random like sushi rolls and sashimi. And stuff.
Like, sashimi, they're like nigiri.
Yes. And I was like, what the fuck? Now that I watched it again, like that I'm older.
Like, I'll have an asahi roll.
Yes. I was like, what the fuck? I never fuck got that movie, when I was dude. Little.
That's so funny.
Okay, another scary movie. That I feel like y'all should watch. It's because I want to give the girls recommendations if it's spooky season, if they want. Like,
I have another good one, but you go.
I don't know if you remember this one. Ding,
ding, ding, ding. Ah, what is it called?
Yes, I hate that stupid fucking movie. Ding, 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 ding. You like a goose. And then it goes. Ooh, I hated that movie.
Pero bien que la rentábamos every over weekend and over. Verla.
If you guys never watched One Missed Call, I haven't watched it recently. Ew. But like, it's because, dude, when we were little, no la pasábamos en Blockbuster.
Oh, huh. Yeah,
my dad siempre nos daba el de cinco para ir a comprar. Yeah,
like as soon as the weekend would come, we'd be like, can we go to Blockbuster?
And my dad Fridays? Would take it. Oh, that was such a fun family moment.
I remember too, one time, we wanted to go to Blockbuster. My dad was like, los llevo if we go in bikes. Oh, and we went in bikes.
That was fun.
It was so cute. We rode our bikes all the way to Blockbuster. So I got sad when they closed.
Me too. It was like a family memory. And then we had to figure out how to use the red box before Netflix. We're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, we're like, well, I guess we're going to use the red box now. We're like,
But to give you guys more insight on When Miss Calm, it's basically like whoever got a call, you were gonna like die next. It was very like Final Destination X, like Scream.
Yeah,
if you get a call, you were gonna like die next. But the scary thing was the ringtone. This was ew, bitch. This wasn't the people's ringtones. It was just like when you got that ringtone, you knew you were gonna die, and that's how it went. And the scary ass puta that would make the calls, it was this lady. Her face had, it was nostrils and mouths. So it was like two nostrils, a mouth, and then on the side, two nostrils and a mouth, and the other side, two nostrils and a mouth. And
I don't remember
like,
that.
She's like, there's no eyes. It's just like a nose and a mouth, like screaming, and her face had three of them, and she just, that's the cover of the movie.
Oh, that's right. Like, I remember. And no, I don't want to kill it for you guys about the story of like, what is the meaning behind it? But
true. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, watch it if you can. But honestly, I'm like, what if it's not that scary anymore?
I know, because
we're all viejo.
This is when we were little, but I don't know. Watch it. It's like, I want to watch it again. I need to see how scary it is now. But when I was little, I was fucking shitting myself.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Were you ever scared of the Chucky movies?
Not really. I was more scared of Chucky himself. But not, actually, no, yeah. I was scared of, like, getting killed at night by a doll.
No, I was. I was, like, traumatized by Chucky by my cousins when I was growing up. They would always play Chucky. And I was like,
it was the doll that scared me. Like, people just having Chucky. I was like,
yeah, dude, I fucking hated Chucky. But get over it. Remember how in the last episode I told you that my grandma or somebody in my family used to sing me a scary song to go to sleep?
Yeah.
Somebody was like, yes, Yoatsi, I know the song. Here it is.
What is it?
So it goes. Duérmete, mi niña, duérmete, me ya. Porque si no se duerme el cucuy se la comerá.
Bitch, all cute.
I told you, bitch.
Trying to make like the monster demon trying to eat you at night, all cute.
No, I
te va a comer bien rico.
No, I clearly remember my grandma be like, duérmase, mi niña, duérmase, mi niña.
Or be like.
And I'd be like, fuck, I better fall asleep with the cuckoo. Bitch,
I hate that.
Mexicans.
I did see a comment, and it was like, I know the song. I don't remember how it goes, but it's definitely not how you are saying it.
I just remember the beginning.
What the heck? I remember the song, but not that ending. So I was like, this bitch is making
so
it
so Louie.
What?
Talk about your costume that broke the internet.
Oh my God, I finally did my first costume for this year, you guys.
Does that mean there's more?
Yes. Oh, y'all know I don't fuck around for Halloween. So there's more. So peep my Instagram, Louie Castro on Instagram. All right.
So what were you?
I was Gali Uchis. But yeah, you guys, so many of you guys were obviously tagging me in so much of her content. Yeah. And we talked about it last time on the podcast. And I was like, oh my God, I have to like recreate her iconic Coachella outfit. Like, I already knew I wanted to do that one because that's the first time that I got to see her in person. Aww. So all her fucking outfits are iconic, but to me that one was like
that one was special
the first experience. Yes, exactly, it was special to me. So I was like, I have to recreate that one.
Yeah.
And I love recreating like iconic moments for Halloween. Last year I did Lady Gaga's Telephone.
Oh, you did.
Telephone,
yeah.
Was like, wow. Well, I mean, I already know I was fucking gay. But like Telephone, that music video specifically, I remember watching it so many times when I was younger.
They were sick.
Yeah, that me. Dude, like Beyonce and Lady Gaga just had me like a whole different experience. So I remember watching that music video.
I'm like, it's because the song duérmete.
I bitch. Y'all see the monster coming to like, falling asleep.
Cuckoo's coming, so
it's all me.
Fucking cuckoo-y.
No, but I was gonna say, what they think?
Oh, Cali.
No, Lady Gaga.
Oh shit.
So was it last year? No, 2 years ago, I did Lady Gaga Telephone, the scene where she had tape all around her.
Loved it.
Because that, it didn't have that much screen time, but I remember like being so fascinated by Lady Gaga and how iconic she was.
Yeah.
So I recreated that looking specifically and people were obsessed with that one. So I was happy that people got it. Well, not to eat my own ass, but like me and my glam team fucking recreated it to the T.
That was
so good.
Perfect, bitch.
I shot in a jail cell, not a real one, but like a jail cell. My stylist at the time did the tape so perfect. The wig was perfect. Oh my God. Scroll down on my TikTok, y'all.
Literally,
I mean, Instagram.
When I saw it, I was like, that's Lady Gaga.
Yeah, people like, oh, were literally like, Louie, you hella look like her.
Yeah.
So for this year, not only because you guys were hella tagging me on like the Gali Uchis, but just I wanted to also do it. So that one was iconic. I'm still hoping and praying that she sees it. But I ended up wearing the costume out.
Uh-huh.
And I got blisters all over my foot.
Oh, from the boots.
Yes.
Oh my God. Como yeah. Like, was it hard? Because I know those were like high ass boots, right?
Also, just like props to you girls. Like, you girls are committed to wear your heels and your boots when you go out.
Yeah.
And bitch. You wear it and you dance in them or walk around. Like, obviously, I always hear like girls like, oh, my feet. But like, I didn't know it was pain like that.
Oh, dude, it hurts.
I never really wear like boots. I always wear like platformed ones or like just something that has my foot not like super elevated. Uh-huh. It's like at a cute little like if I want like height, I'll wear like a boot that has a big old front and like a big old heel.
Para que esté casi igual.
Yeah, so I'm just taller. Mm-hmm. But it's not an actual like arch.
Yeah.
And I wore it out for a couple of hours because I had two events that night.
Oh, bitch.
And I was to the point where I was just like, okay, Louis, it's all in your head. Like, it doesn't hurt that bad. Like,
bitch.
Like, just forget about it. I kept trying to convince myself that it wasn't that bad. And the next morning when I woke up, I had a big old... Oh, I can probably show you guys.
Oh, let me see.
If you're watching. Look, I have this one. It's already getting better.
That's from the boots?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys can
see. You didn't wear long socks?
No, look. It looked worse, you guys. Like,
oh, my gosh.
It was literally like layers of my skin were like peeled off. It's healing now, and it was a lot of blood.
Okay, well, next time, you dummy, you have to wear long socks when you wear boots.
And I wore thin... It's because I have a really wide foot.
Uh-huh.
The boots de por sí apenas si me quedaban because guys in women's I'm a size 12.
Oh shit!
Sure. So there's really no comfortable shoes for me in women's.
Uh-huh.
So I was gonna wear thick socks, but when I wore thick socks, my wide foot was like. So when I wore a really thin sock, I was like, okay, this feels better. But I got that cortada, and then I got a blister on my pinky on the bottom,
ow.
Like a full on blister. That fucking hurt. But
I bet.
I mean, it was worth it. I lived for the look, but it was just really painful.
Heels are so hard to walk in. Like, yeah. To this day, I wear boots and heels a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, maybe one day I'll get used to it. Y no.
No.
I never get used to it. It's like the same shit.
Literally, like, when I was going to wear them out, I kept telling myself, I was like, you know what? The perras do this all the fucking time. I can do it. And
I know.
I can't do it.
And there's
girls.
Like women out there that work with heels. I yes, don't get that.
That's sick.
Like diario se ponen sus tacones yes. Y van a trabajar.
Iconic.
I'm like, I can I never. I wear chanclas and Crocs.
it's a lifestyle for sure. And I need to work myself up to that lifestyle.
I don't like what I look like.
Well, I don't either, bitch. Look at me. I'm wearing a fucking t-shirt as hair and my
I'm
fucking
chichis are all coming. Over here. I'm like, good morning.
Who's me that you're all sinking into? You're making me look like I'm fucking 90 foot 1.
Oh, you are, babes.
No, bitch.
Yeah. Oh.
A ver, siéntate bien. Ande, that's better. You were like, all they can see is your fucking head floating. All right, you guys. So before we end this week's Borgar.
Guys, I'm so sorry if I'm low energy. I worked out for the first time in 2 fucking months and I'm fucking tired.
Andale, qué bueno, para que aprendas. We're going to read one of your guys' stories that you guys submitted because we just want to get into another sickening story.
So actually, somebody recently sent this one. So maybe I feel like they kept our email address and they're like, I'll send it another time. And they just sent it.
Sickening. Okay. Hit me with it.
Oh, this is cute. Okay, so. Hello, Louis and Yuatsi. I have been such a big fan of yours since a long time ago, and I always love the content you guys create, which always makes my day. Can I please get a shout out?
What's
her name? Her name is Gigi Torres. Hey Gigi. And she said, anyways, I'm here to tell you guys about my scary story. When I was around 5 years old, me and my parents used to live in a converted garage that was my home for many years. Me and my parents would share a room since the place was small, but the place was very nice overall. One night, I was feeling a bit odd and felt someone's presence in the room, even though I was half asleep. I was scared and decided to see if there was anyone in the room, and there was. Oh, and if there was...
Oh, I thought that was the whole story. I was like, okay.
I read it wrong. Fuck. And if there was, to alert my mom about it. I turn around where my parents were sleeping and I see a big, tall, black shadow staring down at my parents with these huge claws.
Bitch? I was going to say Slender Man.
Santa Claus.
No, I was going to say Slender Man, but then you said claws.
Dallas again?
Bitch. Dallas is like, dun dun.
The shadow also had these big white teeth, which he smiled, staring at my parents and slowly turned his head towards me while also smiling. He was like,
ew. I don't think I've ever heard about a monster with claws and beautiful
teeth. I covered myself with my sheets and soon it was gone. I soon started crying and woke up my mom. I told both my parents about it and they quickly believed me. After that, I never saw the shadow again up until a couple years later when I moved houses. It all followed her.
Because what I was going to say at first, I was going to be like, okay, maybe it was like a really vivid dream. But if she said she saw it again.
The new house I was living in, which is the same one I live right now. One night I saw again the same shadow, but this time it was only peeking in my room and not smiling.
Bitch.
It's all mad at her. Up to this day, I haven't seen any shadows or ghosts since those 2 days. And hopefully not, because it's very scary and it's something that scares me to this day.
Oh my God, that's scary.
I hope you never see it again. The fuck?
So it was more of a shadow and not so much of like...
She said that it's the same shadow, but it just wasn't smiling this time.
That's why it's a shadow, not so much like a ghost.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of really scary things about shadows. I used to be scared of shadows.
What do you mean?
Oh, I forgot how it goes, but it's like this thing about like... Basically, our shadows are our version in another dimension or something like that.
Really?
Oh, something really weird like that. And it fucking freaked me out. So, like, I would look at my shadow kind of with, like, that thing in my head.
Don't look at me!
Because there's, like, a difference. There's a difference between, like, shadows and, like, ghosts. So, that's why I'm, like, trying to figure out, like, what it is that she saw. But, bitch, talking about shadows, I was in my bed. After watching the fucking Exorcism,
andele.
I turn off my line. I'm on my phone and I can see like a shadow. And I was like, right next to my bed. And I fucking get scared and I point it. Bitch, it's a big old fucking bag of clothes that I haven't unboxed. And it's been there for so long. But why the fuck now that we're like in spooky season, we're talking about all this scary shit? It literally, dude, looked like a nun. Like,
Louie and Hormiga, they're back.
Ew, kill the bitch. But. Yeah, that scared the fuck out of me. I think because we keep talking about, like, scary stories and shit like that, you guys, that my mind is kind of, like, alert to thinking that all this scary shit is happening.
Ew. It's like, ding, ding.
Thank you so much, love.
Wait.
What?
Have you seen the fucking video of the nun in the Mexico?
The one that's dancing? Yeah. She has a big old crowd watching her.
I love her. She's like,
ding. She's funny. She's all living her best life, and everybody's just recording her for TikTok. I want to do that.
Me too, bitch. We should do it. They film content.
Bitch, we all go flying. We're like, no, it's iconic.
Okay.
But thank you so much for sending in your story. And thank you guys for listening to another episode of Pretty Not Smart. And we'll see you guys on the next one with our actual costumes.
Yeah.
Louis. Bye, you guys.
Bye.